This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Attorney General John Ashcroft was at the Capitol yesterday delivering the draft version of the Anti-Terrorism Act of 2001. The proposed legislation would expand federal powers to investigate suspected terrorists and those who help them. And it has broad implications for civil liberties. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Attorney General Ashcroft yesterday went from viewing the damage wrought by the terrorist attack on the Pentagon to an ornate meeting room at the U.S. Senate. There, he sat down with the top members of the Intelligence and Judiciary Committees from both chambers, and he laid out 52 changes in the law he said were necessary to deal with what he called a very serious threat.
We need every tool that's available to us. Tools that respect the Constitution of the United States and the rights of American citizens. But we need every tool available to us to curtail the potential of additional terrorist acts that would threaten the safety and security of the American people.
Ashcroft wants the law changed to make it easier to carry out electronic surveillance of suspected terrorists by expanding powers to tap both telephones and computers. Criminal investigators would be able to share information collected by grand juries, a practice that's currently forbidden. And the Attorney General would be empowered to detain foreigners seen to pose a threat to national security. Other measures increase penalties for terrorist activity. Florida Democrat Bob Graham, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, says there's a clear, urgent need for changing the law.
There is evidence that Tuesday's attack was the first phase of a multi-phase series of terrorist assaults against the United States, all under one umbrella plan. It's critical that we move with what capabilities we have today and strengthen those capabilities so that the next acts of this horrendous scheme against the people of the United States can be interdicted before it is executed.
For Alabama Republican Richard Shelby, who's vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, last week's attacks revealed what he calls a massive intelligence failure. Shelby says it's now up to Congress to see that doesn't happen again.
Most of these proposals, as we look at them and perhaps refine some of them, whatever we need to do, we're going to realize that we've got to give the tools to the Justice Department and the FBI and others to win this war against terrorism.
The Attorney General said last weekend he hoped Congress would enact his proposed anti-terrorist legislation no later than this week. But Michigan Democrat John Conyers, who's vice chair of the House Judiciary Committee, says there are good reasons to proceed more slowly.
When you say let's move as quickly as possible, I believe it contemplates the fact that there are critical constitutional questions that have to be disposed of before we bring a bill to the president rather than afterward.
Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott, for his part, says Congress could act on the anti-terrorist measures by next week. Lott says he's comfortable with what the Attorney General has proposed.
I feel confident that does not go beyond what's needed infringes too much on civil rights.
But Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, warns that if, in his words, the Constitution gets shredded, then the terrorists win. Leahy presented Ashcroft yesterday with an alternative list of changes in the law that he'd like to see to better fight terrorism.
All these laws build up based on years and years of experience, very, very careful crafting. If we're going to make changes because of an emergency, we want to be very careful.
Leahy plans to hold hearings next Tuesday on the proposed anti-terrorist legislation. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say Congress may well produce an anti-terrorist act within 2 weeks. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.